a couple of books out that are by my next guest, authored by my next guest, Ronald Wineland. The very successful 2004 book, The Prophecy to End Time, the new one, 2008, God's Final Witness. Ron, good afternoon.
Yes, hello.
How are you?
Doing fine, thank you.
That's good. So the Prophecy to End Time a couple of years ago was a reasonably successful book for you?
Yes, it is. I've gone out to about 100 countries already. We're just about to begin with this 2008 God's Final Witness to go out here in January. It's not quite in the bookstores yet. We're a little ahead of the game today.
Okay. So.
So
what is different from the new one, from the old one to the new one, the one in 2004 to this one? Are there fresher details?
There are far more details about what's getting ready to take place in the next 2 years, as far as United States, Canada, Western Europe, Australia, New Zealand as well.
Did you know this in 2004 when the other one came out, or you've seen, would suggest?
Well, it just adds to some of the things that are there, and it's more information about what's specifically going to take place. Didn't put it all in the first book, so.
So basically you believe that God will intervene and destroy part of mankind to save the other part?
No, what's taking place is that we're at the end of 6,000 years that God gave to mankind to have all of his governments, religion, and so forth, and we're about to enter a 1,000-year period where God's going to take control in that respect and reign on the earth for 1,000 years. And that transition is not going to be an easy one because God's going to let man come up to a brink here where he's about to annihilate himself, and God intervenes to stop that. That's where we are.
So the 1,000 years of God's reign on earth, is that it?
No, there's much that goes beyond that, but there's going to be the contrast. God's going to show man a comparison between 1,000 years with his rule and his way of life on earth compared to what man has done, and miserably so, in 6,000 years.
And therefore, if done successfully, those people from here on in will be saved.
Well, from that, there's a large plan of salvation. It would take too long on this program to explain, but... Mm. But God has a plan of delivering mankind.
Oh, I know God has a plan, but I don't know that many of us know it, or any of us know it, or should know it.
Well, that's what this book is about. It's showing that there is a plan that is different from what most people believe in traditional Christianity. Most people believe that when you die, you go to heaven, but there's no such thing in the Bible even. It says when you die, you go to the grave. The word in the Bible is hell, but it's not in the Greek and the Hebrew. It just means a hole in the ground. And that's where people go. And God has a time for a resurrection later on in a different world for everybody.
But that would be at the end of this 1,000-year period, you mean? I'm trying to establish what
exactly,
this 1,000-year period...
Exactly. Everyone who has ever lived and died will be resurrected again at the end of 1,000 years world. And they'll be able to compare what man did in 6,000 years, just like the United Nations today. It's a failure. And the things that are taking place on the earth, we are at the brink of wars that are getting ready to take place. It's a world war that's getting ready to take place.
I agree we've stuffed it up. I agree there, but I just have a concern that we know that someone is confident, someone like yourself is confident enough to make predictions like this.
Well, I appreciate that, and I understand until there's more evidence, and that's what these books are about. It's showing the evidence that's going to take place in the next 2 years. Mm-hmm. And that's where God is going to show a distinction. I mean, look at all the religions we have. What do you believe? Even in traditional Christianity, who is right? Who do you believe?
Mm-hmm.
Unless God intervenes and shows who is right and who represents him, man is really helpless.
So the intervention will happen before 2008?
Within the next 2 years.
We're
going to enter into a world war that's going to annihilate billions of people on the earth.
Right.
And not many are going to come...
Who survives? Not in number, but who survives this?
There will be percentages of people all over the world who will survive, small percentages, but I'll give you one prophecy about the United States. Out of 300 million people today, 200 million will die very early on. Out of that 100 million that's left, only 10% will come through it.
Before the next 2 years?
After the next 2 years here, that's when it'll all take place. We have a time of preparation right now. Some of the things of those who will take notice, will listen to what's taking place, recognize some of the things that are taking place in the next 2 years, and they have an opportunity to make some changes in their life.
So this is the reason why you published?
That's why it's published, is to warn people, is to tell people what's coming, why these things are coming.
So if they don't heed your warning, what happens to them in your understanding?
There are going to be a lot of people who will listen and start making changes in their life, but... there are going to be a lot who don't, and there are going to be a lot of people who die. It's a part of a process here where man is doing it to himself. God just intervenes to cut it short. And actually, this book, that both books, frankly, are free. If people will go to our website, the-n.com, we'll send it out free, just like we did the first book here in Australia.
Can I just, I'm almost running out of time, Ron, but yourself, are you a minister of religion or a theologian?
I'm a minister. I'm a minister. I'm a prophet, and I'm candidly one of the end-time witnesses.
You're a prophet.
On the scene. Yes, I am.
Do you have trouble getting people to accept that?
Oh, obviously, because it's not a thing that people are used to, unless it's a crackpot or some weirdo or something like that. But yes, but it's something I don't have to prove. It's something that God's going to prove, and I'm stepping out here ahead of time, telling people what's going to take place, and it will happen.
So the 1,000 years, which begins in 2 years...
Well, no, it doesn't start in 2 years. We're going to enter a period of 3.5 years of what the Bible calls Great Tribulation. These next 2 years lead up to
but
that.
The wiping out of couple of million people, that happened 1,000 years or happened over a couple of years?
No, over the 3.5 year period called the Great Tribulation, that's when several billion people die on the earth. There's going to be, it's very specific what takes place. Mm. There is a great war primarily between Europe and East Asia. And before that, though, the United States falls, and along with the United States falls Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and Western Europe.
Will Jesus return?
Yes, he will.
To the earth and stay on the earth.
He'll stay on the earth. This is what he's, most people have never understood when they talk about a king coming, just like when Jesus Christ at the time he died. They thought he was coming into Jerusalem to be a king at that time, but he's not. It was 2,000 years later. The prophecy was for now.
But how will it, in practical terms, how will it unfold when Jesus returns in the next few years?
Well, and when he does, there will be those people, 144,000 that God has been working with for 6,000 years, over 6,000 years, different ones at different times. You can read about in the Old Testament, some in the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
And since that time, just 144,000 who return with Jesus Christ to set up government here on earth. And man will no longer rule himself in his own government on earth. And there will be that reign of government for 1,000 years. And God's going to give that ability to mankind to be able to judge between what man has done in 6,000 years and what God has done in a quick 1,000 years.
And in the process, they can see the folly of their way and change.
That's the process of salvation, so that man can see the distinction and learn that man does not have the answers, that man's way never has had the answers. Man cannot govern himself successfully.
Ron, thank you, and good luck with your books.
Oh, thank you.
Ron Wineland, it's 4:30.
This news thanks to Peter Blackshaw Real Estate, selling your home for all it's worth. Canberra's Talk Radio, 2CC News.